You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDC, was required to submit a report to the legislature on the economic impact of COVID-19. So the 143-page report is out now. It's called Wisconsin Tomorrow, an Economy for All, and it details how $13.7 billion in federal funds have been used in our state to date. Included in those billions are the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program for small businesses, disaster loans, and CARES Act funding. Are you a small business in Wisconsin? What relief has come down the pipeline? What do you need to stay solvent? We're at 800-642-1234. Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
So looking at this report required by the state legislature, what questions is WEDC trying to answer in these pages?
Well, I think the most important thing to recognize is this is a really complex problem that we're facing as a state and as a nation. This is not a tornado touching down in a small town in the middle of Wisconsin. This is something that has impacted every business, every community, and every person in the whole state. And as such, you know, solutions moving forward need to take that into consideration.
So, and the subtitle of this, An Economy for All, implies that the current economy isn't working for some people. Can you explain what is not working?
Well, I think what we saw with the COVID-19 crisis was, despite having a strong economy that was growing in Wisconsin and low unemployment, we saw some weaknesses come through in the system as we stressed it. We saw that childcare is incredibly important to having a healthy economy. And when childcare and schooling became unavailable, you start to saw weaknesses in the system. Healthcare is a huge issue for many Wisconsinites, and especially people of color and communities of color. And we saw that those were disproportionately hit with illness and even death from the COVID-19 crisis. So where we see these challenges are places where we need to turn back now and say, okay, what can we do to strengthen those parts of the system so that our whole economy is stronger as we come out of this?
Minority-owned businesses are represented as such a low percentage of total businesses owned here in Wisconsin. What does your report say about that?
Minority businesses were particularly hard hit throughout this crisis. We've seen small businesses that have just literally shut their doors and gone away. Minority businesses typically are, what I've learned, often are unbanked or underbanked, which means they don't have lines of credit. They don't have relationships with bankers where they can go in and get support. And so we have endeavored at WEDC to lean in particularly hard to try to find those small businesses. We've had an ethnic minority emergency grant program that has helped 890 businesses around the state. And we continue to try to find solutions that will help those businesses.
In your report, it states that, quote, the reality today is many of the jobs previously held in the service industry will not recover and that we need to retrain these workers. What specifically in the service industry are you seeing that won't come back?
Well, let's talk about the restaurant industry. You can imagine that a restaurant before the crisis had two hostesses and four busboys on a particular shift. Now coming back, they might have one hostess and two busboys because they just don't have as much capacity coming into their restaurant. Either they've come back with 25 or 50% capacity in order to meet social distancing requirements, or they're just not seeing the customers coming back. And so now we've got, you know, one hostess and two busboys who don't have their jobs and those jobs aren't coming back. So we need to be thinking about what kind of skills do those individuals need to be able to re-enter the workplace. Heading into the COVID-19 crisis, we were searching for folks to move to Wisconsin and to help shore up our industries. And so now we have an opportunity to take the individuals whose jobs have gone away, get them the right skills, and get them into family-sustaining jobs.
We're talking with Secretary Missy Hughes, heads up the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and her agency's new report documents the economic effect of COVID-19 on Wisconsin to date, and it traces where federal dollars are going. You can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Jim in La Crosse. Hi, Jim.
Oh, my name's Tim, but thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Tim.
I was just listening to the conversation, and maybe she could let people know or clarify. We are at the beginning initially, and it's become pretty obvious to me and others that we're at the beginning of this COVID-19. We're, you know, a year or more away from a possible vaccine. So how is her office able to kind of come to these decisions and know the numbers yet? Because we're just getting really started if you look at the timeline of it. So how are we supposed to – there's no valid numbers the way I see it on, you know, returning to workplace and what we need to do that. Mm-hmm. I would say I do appreciate the discussion because it is really good that we're having this discussion early on rather than, you know, at the end of it, as we come to the end of it. But just some of her statements seem to be saying that, you know, there's certain of this or there's a certainty to it.
So you're feeling like this is pretty premature when COVID really hasn't played out yet. Secretary Hughes?
Yeah, I really appreciate Tim's comments, and I think I agree with all of them. We were asked by the legislature back in the middle of April to provide this report by June 30th. And I don't think anybody really anticipated that we would still be seeing this unfold the way it is. You know, we've talked about a second wave coming in the fall, but to see this happening right now, and certainly as we wrote the report, we grappled with exactly what Tim is saying. I think the things that we identified as priorities to consider are things that will endure, reskilling workers, fixing broadband and supporting innovation are big, broad themes that we landed on because exactly what Tim is talking about. We're still playing this out and seeing this unfold, and it's a real challenge. And I think, you know, the other piece I would say to Tim and to everybody is the best chance we have for a full economic recovery is in taking the efforts now to stop the spread of the virus, social distancing, wearing masks, hand washing, and being, you know, very cautious is the way we can start to regain momentum in our economy. And that's really the key that I think will unlock all of these other pieces.
What's been the impact on state tax revenue as you look at it at this point in the pandemic?
We anticipate a real hit to state tax revenue. We'll know more after July 15th. If you recall, the income tax deadline was extended until then, and so we'll really see the full impact of this on the state's budget and on state revenue. We've already seen you know, challenges with sales tax and with the fuel tax, so we will continue to understand that and see that unfold, but we anticipate a real hit to that revenue.
Corporate tax revenues expecting to be up. How does that work?
You know, the numbers, the challenge with the numbers right now are that they reflect what was happening in the first quarter. And so we have numbers that looked, you know, positive in the first quarter. Now we'll see how those continue. Although I will say, you know, my conversations with the larger industries in Wisconsin, the larger companies, they continue to do well. They stayed open during the pandemic. They have concerns about the future, which is, you know, what Tim expressed also, this concern about what's going to happen with the economy, what's going to happen with orders for big equipment, things like that.
WEDC Secretary Missy Hughes is with us on the evolving economic story of COVID-19 in Wisconsin. Her agency just released a report to the legislature. Did your business receive federal CARES Act funding? How did it help you? And what more would you like lawmakers to do? Join in with your ideas for Secretary Hughes, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDC, is out with a new report for the legislature The analysis is, quote, a stake in the ground, as the report says, identifying the impacts of COVID-19 that we know today. And it breaks down the effects on major industries like agriculture, forestry, tourism. It examines different sectors like healthcare and education. And it documents the economic decline of tribal nations and minority businesses. How is your livelihood affected? Are you getting help for your small business? What are the roadblocks and what have been the saving graces amid this crisis? Join in 800-642-1234. WEDC Secretary Missy Hughes stays with us. Secretary, your agency's report found that about 700,000 people had applied for unemployment from mid-March until the end of June yesterday. Do you have a sense of how unemployment is impacting the overall economy here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think that it's been a saving grace for many in that service worker industry that we were talking about earlier. It's helped the businesses be able to close their doors, but know that their employees were taken care of. It's a critically important part of the piece of this puzzle. As we see things rolling forward, we know that at the end of July, the extra $600 a week is going to end per the federal government. And that's why one of the things that we recommend is to continue advocating with the federal government for every resource that we can get, because it's going to be critical to helping Wisconsin and the rest of the country recover from this.
And so you trace where this $13.7 billion in federal funding is going, some of that through the CARES Act. Where did the CARES Act money go so far?
Well, the CARES Act funding was particularly meant to help states with the costs incurred around the public health crisis. So testing and paying for the National Guard to do the testing, setting up temporary facilities, healthcare workers, all of that was by and large where that money went. We were also able to use some of those funds to help small businesses with our We're All In grant program. We've received over 30,000 applications for that, and we're processing those right now. We were able to help the farmers around the state with direct payments. So a lot of that has been used for public health, but also trying to get it into the hands of our businesses.
It seems like there are a flurry of grant programs, both on the federal and state level. But as a small business owner, how do they make sure that, you know, none of those programs that they are eligible for, that they are aware of them and that they don't escape them or fall through the cracks?
Yeah, it's been really a challenge because of so much information coming at everybody in, just constant stream, especially for our small businesses. We've created at WEDC a page called Focus Forward. And if small businesses are interested in a good source of, you know, what are the current resources that are available, I would encourage them to visit our page at WEDC.org. I also would really encourage folks to pay attention in the next few days to what happens with the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, that's available through the Small Business Association. That was due to close yesterday. Still had $130 billion available, and Wisconsin has punched above its weight in accessing those funds, and I would really encourage businesses. It's a very friendly tool. It's a little challenging to apply for because there's a lot of hoops, but it's worth it. Work with your local bank or your credit union and apply for those funds.
All right. So looking at this road to recovery, and you're looking at several strategies for helping the state's economy recover, what is... You know, you mentioned broadband. How do you fix broadband?
Well, the PSC has been working on several different strategies.
Public Service Commission.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, the alphabet soup. The PSC has been working on several strategies. And what we need to do is come together and look at those strategies and agree as a state, this is how we're going to move forward. And like we said in the report, this is something that we can overcome in the state to make sure that everybody has accessible and affordable broadband.
Well, let's take a call now. Jeff is in Door County. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. I've always wondered why it was that the unemployment went to an extra $600 a week on top of the regular benefits, because up here we're a resort community and people are being paid double what they would make under unemployment than they would if they would work. And so this resort community is in a situation where it's like they can't find workers in restaurants and things like that because the people are literally making 3 and 4 times what they would have made if they worked. So I never understood the extra $600 a week.
Which will end at the end of this month, by the way, July 25th. Is that right, Secretary Hughes?
I believe that's right. I appreciate the question from Jeff. I have also talked with businesses that have been really challenged to get workers to come back because, frankly, they're making more than they would have been if they had stayed in their job. You know, some of the decisions that have been made over the course of the last few months were made in a new situation that none of us have been in before. And so wanting to make sure that folks who were quickly left out of their jobs had the resources to be able to take care of their families, I think was the prevailing reason behind that $600. And, you know, as with anything, there are consequences to the decisions. Hopefully, with the benefit of some time, we'll be able to think about this going forward. What we want to make sure is that folks have enough resources to take care of themselves and their families.
We're talking with Secretary Missy Hughes, head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and her agency's new report documents the economic effect of COVID-19 on our state to date, tracing federal dollars as well. With your insights, 800-642-1234. Secretary Hughes, on the issue of creating financial stability for Wisconsinites. I mean, looking at that through the framework of, you know, there's a major backlog of processing unemployment claims, more than 500,000 unpaid Wisconsinites out of work, unemployment sitting at 12%. We'll get new numbers soon. And the state isn't tapping its rainy day fund to help. So how do you create economic stability for residents?
Well, once we have a full view after July 15th of the sales tax and the income tax impact, we'll be looking at that rainy day fund and understanding how do we balance our budget in the face of all of this. But I think, you know, you're pointing out the unemployment system challenges is a good one. We have to look at places where we haven't invested in the last few years, and we need to be thinking about how do we support our systems, how do we support our schools and our college system. Defunding and not investing puts you in a place where when you stress the system, these things become real challenges. So we have lessons to learn from the COVID-19 crisis, and I hope that this report provides a way for us to have a conversation moving forward about how to make sure we are providing that financial stability and that economic well-being for every citizen in the state.
You're also looking to create pilot programs for entrepreneurs. What do you want to do there?
Well, one of the things that you see in a recession or, you know, perhaps a depression that we're headed into is an aversion to risk. People don't want to start a new business or take their invention to market. But that's where you see real recovery. That's where you see jobs being created and real opportunity for new markets and new industries. And so as a state, if we can support that innovation, that entrepreneurial spirit, we can hopefully launch our recovery farther and faster than if we didn't.
But that also involves risk and also involves equity, angel investors, which Wisconsin didn't really fare well before this hit, before COVID-19 hit.
Well, we've seen some real positive moments in Milwaukee and Madison with startups and entrepreneurs being able to access more venture capital. What we need to think about is continuing that success, but also how can we have venture capital out into the rest of the state, into the La Crosses and the Eau Claires and up north. You know, I just was part of a really exciting conversation up in Forest County. So there's opportunities, and I think if we all start talking about it and put energy behind it, we'll be able to find that venture capital. We've got resources here in Wisconsin. We are a strong state as far as our industries go, and I think there's opportunity for investment.
Let's bring in Tom in Madison. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. I just wanted to address the comments on the previous caller who was lamenting the fact that, you know, businesses can't hire workers because those workers are getting the extra $600. And frankly, if those businesses paid a living wage, this would not be an issue. So I think those tourist-related businesses need to be paying living wages, and then they don't have to worry about the so-called extra earnings during a global pandemic.
Secretary Hughes, very quickly.
Yeah, Tom is pointing out that the two sides to this challenge. One is making sure that folks have a living wage, that they can take care of themselves and their families. And the other is making sure that the businesses can stay open and those especially those family-owned businesses can keep those jobs available.
Last few moments here. How do you want the legislature to use this document?
I hope that the legislature uses this document as a way to set priorities and to have conversations going forward. We need to all be working together to find solutions for Wisconsin, and I hope that this document provides an opportunity for those conversations to start.
Secretary Hughes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Coming up, we circle back to the Sherman Park neighborhood of Milwaukee for years after protests erupted over a city police officer fatally shooting Sylville Smith. Do you live in Sherman Park? Join the conversation, 800-642-1234. We'll be back after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.